This is Dr. D. Sitaram dictating a medical and cardiac progress notes on Dorothy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of examination 1/22/2013, date of birth of the patient 4/1/1952. Dorothy Johnson, a 60 year old African American female, came to my office for a medical follow-up period. Patient at this time complains of significant pain in the hands, lower extremities, generalized weakness, and not feeling well. Period. Apparently, patient went to the rheumatologist, Dr. Deepthi Shah. Period. Apparently, patient was somewhat upset. Period. She states that she was not paid enough attention during the office visit. Period. However, she wanted some physiotherapy to be arranged as outpatient. Period. Patient has lupus syndrome as well as fibromyalgia and has expressed pains all over the body. Period. Patient also states that her gait is becoming slow because of the pains in the back. Period. Patient also gives history of occasional headaches. Period. There was no history of chest pain or dizziness. Period. Systemic review. Patient filled up symptom diary, was reviewed, and pertinent symptoms are noted. Period. In the recent past, patient had a percent in stress cardiolite test, which was negative for major ischemia. Period. Allergies. Patient is allergic to sulfa and penicillin. Period. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 161 pounds, not in acute distress. Blood pressure today is 155/78. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed regular heart sounds. S1 is muffled. S2 is normally split. There was no S3 gallop. There was no pericardial rub. There was no ectopic beats. There was no pericardial rub. Period. Respiratory system examination was fairly clear. There was no wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Extremities showed no beating edema. Period. Slight tenderness is present on palpation on most of the muscles, mainly the wrists. Period. Paragraph. Patient stress test was reviewed and explained to the patient. Period. Patient also says that she has some blood test done by Dr. Deepthi Shah, S-H-A-H, her rheumatologist. Period. Impression 1, essential hypertension. Number 2, anxiety. Next number. Lupus syndrome. Next number, fibromyalgia. Next number, significant myalgia at multiple sites expressed. Next number, bilateral wrist pains. Next number, history of depression, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number GERD, GERD, next number vitamin D deficiency. Plan of treatment one, I had a long discussion with the patient. Patient wants outpatient physiotherapy. I gave her a prescription for physiotherapy to relieve the pains and to improve the ambulation and to strengthen the muscles. Patient will find out her closest physiotherapy institute. Next number. I also reviewed patient's medications. I advised the patient to maintain a blood pressure diary at home and to bring the diary for review. At this time, medications include metoprolol, succinate 25 mg once daily. Amlodipine 10 mg once daily. Patient also takes a ranitidine, 150 mg once daily, Cymbalta 60 mg once daily, vitamin D 1 tablet daily, dose is unclear, folic acid 400 micrograms once daily. Neurontin. Correction, cancel Neurontin. Patient will be re-evaluated after 1 month time, and addition of other antihypertensives as needed. I also advise the patient to be on a low salt, low cholesterol cardiac diet. Patient also takes Zetia. Correction, cancel Zetia. Patient also takes multivitamins, 1 tablet daily.